The one who has no wants. Controlling his mind, acting through the body alone, does no wrong. He who understands my divine birth and actions in their true nature is not reborn when he gives up his body, but is absorbed in me. Bharata, the doubt in your heart is born of ignorance. Cleave it with the stroke of wisdom. Resort to yoga. Face your fight.
Nirashiryata chittatma tyakta sarva parikraha shariram kevalam karma purvannapnoti kildesham janma karma cha me divyamevam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna tasmad jnana sambhutam rotstam jnanasenatmana chitvainam saushayam yogama tishto tishta bharata.
Having roused Arjuna from the lethargic despondency of his sorrow, Krishna tells him, he who can quell the tide of desire and anger before he gives up his body, he is a yogi, a happy man. He who does the work he must without attachment, without seeking its fruit, he is the yogi, not the one who lights the sacred fire to perform meaningless rites. For the sage who aspires to yoga, work is the means of reaching his goal. Having attained it, he is serene. Yoga, dispeller of sorrow, is the result of moderation in food and leisure, restraint in action, regulation of rest and wakefulness. The disciplined mind is consonant with yoga when, free of all longing, it is rooted in the divine self.
Chete yoga.
Arjuna seeks what is beyond his comprehension. His mind flounders on the shoals of restless indecision. His words tumble in an impassioned torrent, disputing Krishna's calm bearing. In truth, the mind is fickle, O Krishna. It is impetuous, strong, obstinate, uncontrollable as the wind's gusting fury. This being who tries to follow the path leading to the eternal, suspended in bewilderment on his journey, is he not spent like a burst cloud, O mighty Krishna?
Chanchalam himana Krishna pramati, chanchalam himana Krishna pramati, chanchalam himana Krishna pramati, chanchalam himana Krishna pramati, balavad dridhamatasya
Krishna speaks with infinite patience. His tone soothes the panic-stricken Arjuna. Partha, the one who is good in intent and deed, knows no sorrow. The path of suffering is closed to him. Neither in this life nor the next can he be destroyed. Understand, O Partha, that I am the everlasting, the infinite source of all existence, the intelligence of the intelligent, the splendor and glory of all that is resplendent.
Mm-hmm.
Life force, although forever freely moving, is nevertheless confined in space. All existences spring from and are contained in me. To this essence that is me, let your mind be devoted. Discipline yourself in worship of me. Struggle, having fixed me as your goal. And at the close of your fight, you shall come to me.
Yathakasha sthito nityam vayu.
Arjuna, frowning slightly, shakes his head, perplexed, unconvinced. Although Krishna's love and understanding embrace him, although he senses Krishna's divinity, he cannot grasp its extent. You have explained yourself to me, Krishna, but my imagination cannot envisage that which you have described. Show me your divine self, that I may understand your essential truth in its reality.
Arjuna vacha evam etadyathatha tvamatmanam parameshvara drashtum icchami te
Krishna looks at Arjuna. Arjuna is mesmerized, caught in the web of mystic fascination that Krishna begins to spin all around him. Krishna's voice rings out. Your human eye has not the power to see me. I gift you the supernatural eye. Behold my divine wonder in all its magnitude. O Partha, these are my forms, 100,000-fold, stupendous in their variety, color, and shape. Here is the entire universe before you, destiny captured, time stilled, the secrets of nature that are born in me unfolded to your gaze. My innermost spirit I reveal to you, O Gudakesha.
Yeah.